Talk About on Radio Kerry with Deirdre Walsh.
Good afternoon and welcome to Tuesday on the Talk About programme. I'm Deirdre Walsh with you until 3 o'clock. Delighted to have your company and I hope you'll stay with me for the full programme. And who knows, you might even be tempted to send in a comment. Coming up later on, we will be talking careers. It's a very important time of year for people going to university or thinking of going to university. All the talk, of course, has been about accommodation at the moment, but we'll be talking about other matters to do with education and third level and college places and all that that entails with our careers expert, Mary Lucy, a little later in the programme. So if you're a college student listening to us, maybe someone who just did their Leaving Cert and you have a particular career or third level dilemma that you would like expert advice on, do get in touch with us on 083 300 3300. That's the number to both text us and indeed WhatsApp us. And if you prefer to use the good old fashioned telephone, you can call us on 066 712 3666, where Mary Murray is standing by to take your calls. But that's coming up later. Let's start with a fantastic programme that's going to be shown on RTE television later this week, and I for one can't wait to see it. Now, by way of introducing it, I'll just put something to you. Here in Kerry, we're well used to people from other countries moving over and making Kerry their home. And if you walk around Tralee or Listowel or Killarney or Carrick-Sylvain, chances are eventually you'll bump into an American or a British person or maybe someone Dutch or German who came to live here years ago. But no matter how long they've been here, they'll always be considered a blow-in. And I've always had the impression, and I think I'm right, that the town in Kerry that has the most blow-ins is definitely Dingle. And my hunch is borne out by the fact that an estimated 30% of people living in Dingle now are actually what you might term blow-ins. Well, why do people who are not natively from Kerry, or not even natively Irish in most cases, decide to make Dingle their home? What is it about Dingle? And will they always be regarded as blow-ins? And what's it like to be a blow-in in a town like Dingle in 2022? Well, I'd imagine that all of those questions will be addressed in the documentary appropriately entitled Blow-ins, which is going to be shown on RTE television on the 8th of September. And I've got the director of the documentary, Malcolm Willis, on the line now to talk some more about this. Malcolm, welcome to the programme.
Thank you, Deirdre. Thank you for having me on.
And first of all, I should say you're a blow-in to Kerry yourself.
I am. I've lived in Kerry, I suppose, for about 21 years now. In Killarney initially, but in the last sort of year or so, I actually blew into Dingle myself.
Okay, so you know what you're talking about.
And I do.
And was it yourself or Ben Kavanagh that came up with the idea? I know Ben is the producer.
Yeah. What happened was I was in Dingle visiting over there, and I went to a fish and chip sort of portable cabin, and the guy serving there was from Liverpool with a very strong sort of Liverpool accent, and I just started just talking to him, really, you know, and asking him how he came there. Of course, I mean, as a filmmaker, you're always looking for inspiration. And I thought about it for a while. I went home and I spoke to my partner Mary about it, and she said maybe you should make a film about it. So that sort of got the thought going. And then I spoke to Ben, who I worked with quite a lot. Spoke to him about it. We had a chat about it, and we decided we'd do it together. That's how it came about.
That's really interesting. And I presume the term blow-in was something that was probably thrown at you a few times over the years, albeit in a nice way, I hope.
Absolutely. I've never had an issue here. I think the people of Dingle, the people of Kerry in general, I think the people of Ireland, they welcome people for us foreigners to your country. I've never had an issue. I don't think I'd ever come across the term, really. I'd never been called a blow-in or even sort of thought about it. It was only when I went to Dingle when people started talking about this term, sort of blow-ins, I thought, I am a blowing up churn, aren't I?
And you don't find it ever derogatory, do you? I mean, you've been living there a good number of years now. And I mean, I believe you to be nearly there for three generations before they'll even consider you a native.
Oh, I think it's, I think one, as one person put it, it's 10 generations.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a long time.
And even another person put it that even if you marry a local, your children will be half-blowing.
Good half God. Blowing. There's no escaping it. And can I ask you, Malcolm, I'm very interested to know, why did you choose Dingle? What was it about Dingle that you got there and said, you know what, I'm going to put down roots here and live out my days here?
That's a good question. Dingle, I'll be honest, I was living in Killarney, which, as we all know, is a lovely place to live. And I was selling my house, but I wasn't sure where I was going to live or where I was going to buy another house. And I wasn't even looking at Dingle. I don't know why. It wasn't on my radar. And then we started filming this film. And we've been over there three or four times, perhaps, and interviewed people. And then this one particular time, I went over to Dingle. And I went into Super Value and I bumped into someone and I was chat. Went outside, bumped into someone and was again having a long conversation with them. And it just suddenly dawned on me that actually this is a lovely place to live. People are so friendly. And you feel, you very quickly, I think, you feel part of the community there.
Well, that's a lovely thing to hear. I'd say the people at Dingle would be delighted to get that compliment. Well, tell us a bit about the documentary. So I presume that you interview a lot of blow-ins in it and a lot of natives of Dingle too, I'm guessing.
Absolutely. Well, we sort of thought about, well, we asked ourselves some questions, you know, why they came there firstly and why they stayed. So we decided to sort of, we spoke to a large number of people, as you say, some locals, some who have blown in, some foreign, and many Irish as well. You know, people who have moved from Cork or Dublin or wherever. And so the documentary basically is structured as we look through their eyes. There are a variety of characters from different walks of life, and we try and gain some sort of insight into the magic of Dingle, if you like, what it means to live there. That, you know, Dingle isn't always sunny, as we know, as the rest of Kerry. It's not always sunny and rosy. It rains, and you know, the weather can be quite bad, particularly in the winter. So the highs and the lows, how they integrated with the local community, the kind of welcome they got, and the obvious question, the big question, what it takes to truly be a local. We get varying opinions on that one, I'm afraid.
I can imagine, yeah. And so there was nothing negative at all, was there, from all the blow-ins you spoke to? They all felt that they were welcome and by and large had been well received in Dingle.
Absolutely. There was no question. I mean, and as a filmmaker, if we could have had some controversy like that, it would have been in there. But no, we didn't. We had nothing like that at all. Everyone, people may have commented about the weather or transport or other things, housing, etc. But certainly not about the welcome that they got. Absolutely not, no.
And did you get the sense, Malcolm, that the blow-ins, the people from different countries, had, in a way, enriched the culture of the town?
Well, I think the blow-ins would say, and certainly the locals would say, you know, that Dingle wouldn't be Dingle without the blow-ins. I mean, a lot of blow-ins would have businesses, etc., or they'd be working in the service industry, and they bring, you know, they bring knowledge and wealth to the community. So, I mean, the question, of course, was, I mean, Dingle is people speak Irish there. Yeah, and that's quite strong. We wondered whether these people coming in would sort of dilute the Irishness of Dingle. There's one of the sort of questions we were looking at during the documentary.
And what did you find?
Again, we found it was all very positive. A lot of the blow-ins, that they would sort of, they accepted that, you know, you couldn't come to Dingle and expect to carry on as though you were living in London or New York or wherever. You know, they embraced the Irish language. A lot of them embraced the Irish language, and some of them were very good at it. and just the Irish culture. If you live in Dingle, you've got to accept it.
Exactly, yeah. And yeah. Just when you say there about embracing the language, were there any particular challenges that were common to the blow-ins that you spoke to? Was there anything about our personality or our customs or our habits that they all found funny or difficult to get used to or anything like that?
No, I mean, there were some quirky things going on, but they're sort of, we've tried to sort of cover them in the documentary. I mean, some people have problems with education, etc., you know, with the language, because they wouldn't have spoken Irish. But generally, no, there were no real problems at all. Not in that way. No, everyone was, no.
Yeah. I remember speaking to a woman, Malcolm, who came to live in Dingle once and or was living there for a while, and she was fascinated by the way the natives pronounced the word F-I-L-M, which of course you would say, you'd say film.
But no, I'd say film.
A film. Here in Kerry, we tend to say film.
Yeah.
Little quirks like that, I'd imagine.
Yeah, they were. And people, where people were perhaps trying to learn the language, you know, the when you read something and it just doesn't sound anything like the spoken word. It doesn't look like it. So that makes it very difficult. But no, there's a few things. I think there are a few things in the documentary that people sort of mentioned. But yeah, you know, it was sort of lighthearted, really.
Mm. What kind of nationalities did you come across? I know there's a lot of Dutch and German and British and some Americans as well living back west. Yeah. Are there any more, we'll say, exotic nationalities than that?
There are some unfortunately didn't want to be interviewed, so we had to settle with what we could get.
Okay.
The people that we settled with in the end, that we sort of chose, I think we probably interviewed somewhere in the region of 30 people, and they were all fantastic, and they all gave their time, and you know, in a longer film they would have all fitted in, but we had to be quite hard and sort of narrow it down to probably about 15, 16 people in the actual finished film. And they're a mixture, really, of Irish, English, American, they're French. I'm just trying to think of all the nationalities. So,
yeah.
Australian, there's a couple of Australians in there. They've come quite a long way.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be really, really good. I'm really looking forward to seeing it. So just tell the listeners, Malcolm, when it's going to be on and on what channel.
Yeah, it's on RTE1. It's on Thursday night at 10:15 p.m. This Thursday night, 10:15 p.m. RTE1.
On RTE1. And you might recognise, I'd say the listeners might recognise a few familiar faces from around Dingle as well.
I'm sure.
Yeah,
I'm
listen,
sure they will.
Just to acknowledge as well, of course, this film was produced by Ben Kavanagh, who is a Kerry man.
Absolutely. Ben and I work very closely on the film. I've known Ben for many, many years, and we've done quite a lot of work together. So I think the term sort of direct produce on a film like this is very loose, in that, you know, we're both doing interviews, we're both discussing the film, we're both sort of pulling our weight, if you like. So we, hopefully without either of us, the film wouldn't be what it is. So, you know, it's a partnership.
Excellent.
And yes, Ben is from Tralee. It's still about making films here.
Well,
with
there
me,
you
hopefully.
Go. Well, listen, it's great. It's great to hear that Kerry's going to be in the spotlight in this wonderful documentary, which, by the way, just to tell the listeners, got its world premiere at the 2022 Galway Film FLA. Malcolm, it's been a pleasure chatting to you, and we can't wait to see it.
Thank you. Thank you for your time.
That is Malcolm Willis there, who is a director of the film Blow-ins, which takes a look at a study, really, of the number of people who've come to make Dingle their home, people from different countries and counties who have relocated to Dingle. And it's on RTE1 this Thursday night at 10:15. Well worth the look. And as I said, well done to our own Kerry man, Ben Kavanagh, who is very much a driving force behind it as well. I'm very curious to know, how people feel about blow-ins. And I know there's loads of so-called blow-ins listening to us this afternoon who've come to live in a town or village that they're not native of. How does the term blow-in sit with you? I know some people might find it a little derogatory. Do you mind being called a blow-in? Do you think you'll always be called a blow-in? And how long does it take? Does it take a couple of generations before you can lose that term? Well, do let me know if you've any thoughts on it, whether you're a blow-in yourself or a native with an opinion on blow-ins. Let us know, 083 300 3300. We'd love to hear from you.